In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. We will read from the Psalm number 84, two verses. How lovely are thy dwellings, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yea, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. At thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they who dwell in thy house. For better is a day in thy courts than a thousand elsewhere. Psalm number 84. When they sent me in first that today we have to talk about the church and about the building of the church, about everything in the church. And first coming to my mind, I have to explain what? I have to explain some buildings, about to explain the icons, about to explain something like this. But in the beginning, before start to explain what is exactly, I have to explain what is the meaning of the mystery of our house. What the meaning of the mystery of God's house. If I haven't the meaning, I have it inside me, it's not exist, the meaning of the God's house, it's nothing. It's useless that I come here to the church. That's why if I'm going one by one here, first of all, you know that I have the priest, it's not only the priest, that I have to pray when I come into the church, Psalms. I prepare myself that, God, I'm not worthy to come to the church, to your house, to see you. Then I'm praying all the way from my home to here, and then I open the door, I go here, and I go down and worship in front, before the altar, and I'm saying, I worship to you, my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not worthy when I enter to the altar. I'm open the book and I read because I didn't understand by heart yet. Then I tell him, I'm not worthy to begin the prayer and to hold your holy body on my hand. Then, first of all, come to me when I am in the church, I'm in God's house. First things come to my mind. It is the presence of God. First of all, I'm in the church. It means that the presence of God. Then, if I'm going to also, what the meaning of God's house, also it's the angels. We will go specific to explain exactly the part of the church here, okay? But as usual, we have to understand in first why we are here. We are here because the Saint Irenaeus said, where the church is, there is the Spirit of God, and where the Spirit of God is, there exists the church and every grace. And also, it's a house of the angels. One time, Pope Kirill sent a priest, and this priest went to this church. And he was very angry because he spent all the time, for example, like a month, every week he tried to pray and he come to the church and pray. And every time he come to the prayer to pray, only he found like one or two person only in the church. And he was very angry because there is nobody. And why Pope Carlo sent him to this church to pray? He didn't understand. And then he went to Pope Carlo. Pope Carlo asked him, how are you? Everything is good. He answered, yes, Sayyidina, thank you. Everything is good. Then he told him, no, it's not good. You're angry because there is no people in the church, a church. Fabasti Sayyidina, the Ambakrullah, Baba Krullah, hello. Okay. Hello, okay. Next time, the next week, go to the church. Hello, Hal Sayyidina. And he went to the church. And when this priest, with Abuna, he do the incense with the censer and do the incense, and he go out from the altar. And when he try to go like to see the people, he knows very well that there is no people in that church. He found all the angels full this church and some saints. He never saw this before. He saw that the church is full. Then we are really, in fact, it's really reality that we are between the angel and the saints in the church. If I believe that I'm here alone, for example, sometimes some people like Abuna, there is nobody will come to the church tomorrow. We have to cancel. But by the way, we canceled last Wednesday in the morning the liturgy because it's a storm and there is nobody came on Tuesday to do the Urban. But actually, if somebody come to me and tell me we have to cancel, I tell him no. Abuna, there is nobody will come tomorrow morning. Okay, if there is two person only, I have to do the liturgy. And Abuna, there is nobody. My belief is different. I have to do the liturgy. I'm praying to all the people for all the people. I'm praying to God, and I cannot see, but there is full of angels and saints here in the church during the liturgy, during the mass. Then I have to believe in first. This is the house of God. This is the house of angels. It's full of angels and saints. And what is exactly when Jesus Christ institute the communion and the Eucharist, he decided that give his body and his blood to us. And he institute the first church in St. Mark's house. Then all the apostles and disciples came to us and they built the houses of God, the church, to have the same communion, to take the same communion, to take the holy body and his holy blood, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. This is the home of God, the house of God. Then you can believe that it is not exist here if someone come to me and tell me this is a bread. I tell him, no, it's not any more bread. It's the holy body. There is a video, I saw it like last week on the YouTube. It explained how the priest and the body, and the bread, sorry, and the wine transform to the holy body and the precious blood. It's a Catholic one, okay? But really, this is exactly what happened. Exactly, they tried to explain that the Holy Spirit dwell inside in the altar and transform the priest to be the hand of God, of Jesus Christ, okay, and transform the bread to the Jesus Christ, and also the precious blood is coming from Jesus Christ, from the cross. I was shocked because if I imagine this during the Mass, I never continue the liturgy. I will stop because it's more than my imagination. Then we believe that here in the church we receive the holy body and the precious blood. Also, why we have to know about our church, the house of God, the mystery of this house? Because this is the first of all, when God created Adam in the first paradise, he created everything for him. And he told him, you have to enjoy. This is your house. This is my house where Adam was talking to God. And now we have a church where we come back to the first paradise. We yearn. We need to see the first paradise where Adam was there. We need to talk to God. We can't talk to God anywhere, but especially the house of God, this is the first paradise. It seems like we need, like Adam, he's talking without any problem. You can't believe that. I told when I have a topic with the youth, and I told them when inside the in the altar, when during the liturgy, when I'm saying in the commemoration of all the saints, I said like this. I said, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who born the whole, who had born Jesus Christ. And when I said this, I have the okay. They teach us in the monastery that we have to bow and we have to worship and we have to kiss the altar because Jesus Christ exists. But actually, what I'm doing is not like this. I'm doing different. Maybe they will kill me, I'm not sure. But I'm doing something different. I kiss the Holy Body. I'm not kissing the altar. Why I have to kiss the altar and the Holy Bodies exist here? Who sanctified now the altar, the Holy Body? Then I'm talking about Saint Mary who gave birth to God the Logos. And when I said this, give birth to God the Logos, where is God the Logos now? In front of me. Then I have to what? I have to bow. And when I'm saying during the liturgy, when I'm saying after the transfer, the transformed from to the Holy Body and the precious blood, when I'm saying Irini Pasi, okay? Now I'm doing Irini Pasi, yani Assalam le Gamakum. Okay, the peace to all. I can give the peace to the people where Jesus Christ exists on the altar. That's why what I'm doing, if I'm, for example, I'm now like, this is the altar here, okay? And when I say Irini Basi, I go back, okay, and I give space to Jesus Christ to give the peace to the people and I bow. Now I have the belief that now Jesus Christ is here in the altar. Then I left myself. No, I can't give the peace now. I can't give anything. You are doing everything. Now I go back. It's your job now. You are here in the altar. Then I have the belief this is Jesus Christ is here in the church. That's why this is the God's house. And also in the altar, in the beginning, the altar was there. When God asked Abraham in Genesis 22:9, when he said to Abraham, go and give your son Isaac as a sacrifice to me and build an altar, he explained, this is the first time that God tried to explain how he tried to build the altar. And the altar, usually, it's only for the sacrifice. Now we have no sacrifice an animal. We have the sacrifice Jesus Christ, who gave himself to us. And we take now his holy body and the precious blood. Then also another things we have the belief of. What? We have the belief that we took the holy body and the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Then I'm going now, this is the beginning. Then only like I try to explain to you, if I'm going in details, I don't care about details which mean like information. I'm not telling you some information. I'm telling you something that's very important for my spiritual life. When I go to the church, when I come here to the church and I open the door and I have to worship and I have to do matanya and I have to say to God, I'm not worthy to be in your bosom, with your hand. Because I believe that and maybe beside me and behind me there is saints and angels. I'm not sure. Then I have to take care about this. Then the first thing, why we have eastward orientation. Why we have to look to the east all the time? Now let's go to see your information, and we will talk together. I will never talk by myself. Okay, why we have to look to the east? Yeah.
Okay, the sun went. What the meaning of the sun?
Okay. Oh, okay. It's written yani, but without reading yani, without cheating. Why I have to look to the east? Why the church, all the church on the altar, we have to look to the east? Why? Yeah, the second coming, actually, the second coming is coming from this, yeah. The one, another one. Also, the paradise, the first paradise, the paradise of joy in Eden, okay, it was in east. That's why when we, it was toward the east. That's why also we look to the east, because we need to look to the paradise of joy. Actually, to know, to explain small thing. Now we are, as we said in the liturgy, we are sojourners. That it means that however I am here on the earth for 10 years, 50 years, or 100 years, or 200 years maybe, but finally I will go to the paradise. I need to go to the paradise of joy. Then I am sojourning on this earth. Then what I'm doing now, or what the church tried to do, or what the Christianity, they try to build to us a something like a building to live inside it as a paradise. To prepare ourselves, you know what you will see over there? You will see Jesus Christ, and you will see all the saints and angels, and you will see a lot of things, and you will... for example, you will see the censer and an incense and everything you will see in the paradise of joy in the heaven. Now we are seeing here the church. That it's only preparation. Then toward the earth, also there is in Zechariah to face the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Righteous. The second point is the structure. I know there is three structures only for the church. The building of the one is the structure of the church, the building of the church. There is no information. Okay. Circle and cross. And ship. Why the cross? For sure we know. Yeah, it's related to the cross of Jesus Christ. Why is circle? Yeah. Yes, exactly. No beginning and no end. Okay, for the circle. Why ship? Yes, Noah's Ark. And what the relation between Noah's Ark and without reading?
I know.
Maybe? Your area. All this my area? I'm a huge right? Why especially the Noah, the Ark of Noah? Exactly. What happened in the Noah? You remember the story of the Noah when God was very mad and sad from the people, and there is all the people are sinners and they are not sinners like normal sin, the normal. No, they're more than this. That's why he was very sad from them. Then he need to destroy all the people. And here, that's why he told Noah, try to build an ark, and you will be saved, you and your family. And this is exactly what happened. Then what happened exactly here? We are here in the world, in the church, as a ship. This is the Ark of Noah. We will never save without coming here to the church. If we are going to the world, see outside what is exactly. All the sins outside. When we come to the church, we take a breath. This is only the purity and the righteousness here in the church. Then this is only the Ark of Noah. Then we can save it by. Then the three digs. Then there is a dome. This is the dome. What's the dome? There is a dome here in the church? Or no? Yeah. There is. Why the dome? Actually, when we look to the dome actually, there is Jesus Christ. They paint the picture of Jesus Christ on the dome. Then when we are in here in the church, when we look up, we will see Jesus Christ in heaven. And this is exactly what we need. When I look up to the heaven, I'm looking forward, I'm mirroring, and I need to go to Jesus Christ in heaven. Then the dome is symbolized to the heaven. And with the tower? Huh? God is watching us? Okay. Yes, but before this, there is something very important. If you read this one, you know that there is a when the ship in the sea or ocean, and they need to go to the earth, there is like a tower with a light over the tower. And for example, if I'm a captain, I see this one, then I know that the earth here, then I know the direction, and exactly this is my direction. I see the tower of the church, and I have to go to the church. This is my direction, and this is my goal. I have to come here to the church, and this is my goal. I have to come to see God. That's why this is, we have a tower. Exactly, lighthouse. The bell. I know there is no bell here in our Orthodox church, our Coptic church. We can say some of Catholic, they have some bells. We can say on Notre Dame, and also in Montreal, there's a lot of bells. But why we have bell? Actually, why we think about without reading any? I wrote everything because I need to send it. This is like a resume, a conclusion about the topic. Then I send it to George to send it to all to you. Okay, that's why I wrote everything here. A drink of what? Watering of water. The bell? Ah, can you? And Misham Hagen. Okay, go. Yeah, okay, thank you. Why the bell? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like the two for invitation. And there's a lot of things in the history. Actually, in the history, there is, during the persecution, if somebody is come to the church to kill the people, okay, then they have the bell, ring the bell quickly, okay, to flee from the church or something like this. And also, when they have, for example, if you're going to the monasteries, okay, there is a bell, and every hour, for example, to pray or to do the mass, the liturgy, they have to ring also the bell to like, okay, guys, we will start to invite all the people to the church again and during the liturgy. And also, there is another things. During the feasts, for example, there is a joyful ring. It's different. You will see, you will hear two rings. Actually, in Egypt, we can hear this because there is the most of the churches that have bells. They have two bells, and they ring one, and then the other one, the other, and one the other. It's something like joyful, and this is indication we have feast. And actually, in the before, there is this ring, this joyful ring. It's during the 50 days and after the resurrection. Every day, during the liturgy and during the day, they have to ring these bells to say we are joy, we are very happy from the resurrection. Then, and also there is some things, for example, if something happened or something passed away also, there is a sad, we can say, ring. It's different to inform the people that we have someone in the church passed away. Then this is outside the church, the structure of the church. We have the building. We have the building. It's three kind of the buildings. We have cross, we have circle, and we have ship, and we have the dome, and we have the tower. Okay, and we have the bell. Then inside the church, when I open the church and come to the church inside here, what I have to see? First of all, I have to see the baptistry site or the baptistry room, the baptism room. Why it's this place, it's the right place of the baptism room or no? For example, there is some churches, they have the baptism room here or here or in the middle, for example, or other sites. What do you think? Is this the right? No? Yeah, but this is if I'm right, this is the door of the church, and we can say this is an outside now here. Then I'm coming from the church from inside. I have to pass through the baptism room. This is right. But why I have to put the baptism room here outside the church? Or yes, before the door of the church. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Then, if I need to go to the church, I have to go through the baptism room in first. I have to baptize in first. That's why you think, how do you think about how the first fathers tried to explain to us to put everything in the right place. That's why to give us a spiritual lesson. It's not we have here, okay, yalla bina nibni kinisa. We have to build a kinisa. Okay, the baptism room, let's make it here. No way. They have the meaning of why we have to put the baptism room, for example, here. Then the first of all, the baptism room is here outside. Okay, when we go on the left, because if I'm seeing the baptism room, I have to go through to the baptism room first to come to the church. I have to receive the Holy Spirit in first and come to the church here to take the communion after. Okay? Then, for the font is where we hope some more in Arabic in the Gordon, where we have to baptize the kids. There is a lot of can be round and quadrilateral, hexagonal, octangle, and cruciform. You can imagine that. I know that it's I know very well it's a circle, okay, and maybe it to be like a round or a quadrilateral. But the first time that I know that there is hexagon, the français, oui, ou octagon, je ne sais pas en tant que l'anglais, c'est vrai. Hexagon ou octangle. Okay. Why we have a round? Why the shape of it, it's round, for example. The same for a round, it's not, okay, symbolized of the womb of the church. The round, it's round, the font of the baptism. It's something like round because it's a womb of the church. Okay, why the womb of the church? Yeah, exactly. And quadrilateral. It's coming for the quadrilateral for like a tomb. But why tomb? Why I have to go to the tomb in first? Anybody else? Why it's symbolized for of the tomb? Huh. Exactly. This is because this is St. Paul said before. We died with God in the tomb, and we resurrection. We have the resurrection with Him. Yes. Yes. مش عارف وانا اجيت pre-servant ولا اجيت KG. حد يقول لي. I'm here with preserver, right? Okay, then the tomb because is yes, I have to die first. I have to remove the old nature, the corrupted nature from myself, and I have to resurrect with God, with Jesus Christ. For the hexagonal, it's Friday the 6th. What is a Friday? Yeah, if I'm going the sixth day, that's right, the sixth day, number six, is Friday. And we have to remember that when was Jesus Christ crucified on the cross on Friday, and Friday is the sixth day. That's why they try to do also like hexagon. And octagonal symbolized the resurrection, the eighth day. Actually, what is the eighth day? The eighth day. In the week there is eight. I know my knowledge only, there is 7 days only, and the first time that I see like 8 day, oh my God, I don't know that there is eight. What the 8 day? Huh? The next week? Next week is eight? I don't know. Huh? Yeah, actually God, Jesus Christ, will come to judge the people, to judge the world in the eighth day. Then the end of the eight, we are now, okay, we are waiting the eighth day. The next coming of Jesus Christ will be the eighth day. That's why when they do the font of inside the baptism room, we do it like octagonal. It means that we try to remember that this is, you die with Jesus Christ, right? But we die with Jesus Christ and we will live all our life waiting the second coming in the eighth day. After Saturday? I'm not sure. I know. I'm not sure. You know what? That because you know what? That we are all now in after the 7 day. Okay, we are now in the eighth day. But the end of the eighth day, it will be the second coming. Then. Sometimes the font has had like a dome, okay, which is for sure any dome, it represents the heaven. And there is stairs. Inside the font, there is stairs because there is some people are adult and they need to be baptized. That's why we use the stairs to go inside. Inside the church, here. Pool, yeah, there is. There is. Okay, inside the church. When we go inside the church, we have two areas. The sanctuary, again, the sanctuary, and the nave. All this area is named nave, and this one is named sanctuary. And inside here, there is the choir where we have the deacons, and we have the stair. We have to do the place of the deacons with stairs up, okay? And after this, there is inside the altar, for the altar. It's a cubic shape to resemble the Lord's tomb. When we go inside, and now I will open to more, maybe to be more practice with us, and I will give you quickly to see what is exactly inside. Actually, I'm not sure we can open this, but this is small. I'll open the big one. Okay. Actually, the altar should be in a cubic, which is resembled really to the tomb of Jesus Christ. And should be in the middle of the sanctuary.
One, yeah, for example, there is here, there is no space. And actually, in other churches, like especially maybe in the old church in Egypt, the Coptic church, all the relics in under the altar, all the relics under the accepted to the scene. Actually, all the relics, and especially for the Pope, the Patriarch, they're all under the altar. And if we go, for example, to Alexandria, we will see there is a special, there is an also in Cairo, there is the Cairo, Masalan, Fi, Fiknif, Loa, Mosaya, where in Alexandria, there is another one, St. George and Shadbi, there is all the priests and the bishop, they are under the relics, for sure. The relics of the priest and the bishop are under the altar. Okay? This is the first for the altar. Can you go back? And we'll see after what we have.
Actually, the Coptic altar, they have no engraving, and the liturgy are celebrated on the day of fasting. What the meaning of this? If we, for example, we will pray today the liturgy, okay, inside. I can't do another mass at the same day. I can't. Until 9 hours. I have to finish in the 9 hours. Actually, it's exactly when we take the communion. You can't come back to take the communion again. For example, we have two mass. Then I have, for example, I finish and I like it. Okay, and I go back home. And okay, I'm still fasting. No, don't worry. Then no way. I can't do it. It is the same. If I pray the liturgy on the altar, I can't do it another one at the same day. Okay? Because it's the same. It's the same what? Because you have, when you take the communion, you can't take another communion on the same day. You can? No way. Why? You receive already Jesus Christ inside you. Why I have to take it? It's still on all the day. Okay, but actually we say like 9 hours after everything it's gone should be. But actually, again, I can't do it until 24 hours finished. Yani, I can't, yes. Yeah, but for the fasting 9 hours. But for the altar, actually, I have to wait. Not only, I can't say it 9 hours because this is written in the book, but I have to wait until 24 hours. And actually, I have to finish until it's coming, the sunset. And after the sunset, it's the beginning of the new day. And I can't do the mass. That's why, for example, if in the feast, for like the Nativity and Easter and something like this, you remember that we have a mass in the morning early, and after we finish the mass at 6 o'clock in the morning, we do another mass in the night, at the same night. But night is what? It's after the sunset, the new day. Okay, then I can't do two liturgies on the same altar. However, I can open, for example, the altar, and I can pray here the matin, and I can do the liturgy, and then the second liturgy, if I have the second one, I have to go to the second altar here without praying the matin. Okay? Then. What is the? I'm not sure this is the niche or nish. I try to understand this is exactly how the pronunciation of niche or nish. Yes, niche should be very nice. Is a niche. What is the niche? The bosom of God or the Father, which is. I can say the more deep
And the more we can say, like, where the place we can talk to God really, and it means exactly this is the bosom of God or the bosom of the Father. If the Father, our Father, Jesus Christ, opened his bosom and he asked us to come to him, and this is that's why if you need his bosom, if you need to talk to him, only look to his face in the bosom of the Father. Look only and ask him his help. That's why the church, it is not actually like doing anything without any meaning. That's why they build the bosom of the Father in the inside the altar, to look to his bosom, ask his mercy, and ask his compassion, ask his kindness. Okay? That's why this is, we have the bosom of the Father, where for sure it exists the icon of Jesus Christ and the iconostasis. This one is the iconostasis. And it's separate, make a separation between the outside and inside the altar. And I will show you something very important here. Actually, before going to describe what is exactly the iconostasis, there is a ostrich egg here. Why we have this one? Huh? Forgot? Huh? What? Yeah, okay. Huh? I don't know why it's an ostrich. It's a new life. Another thing also too. Yeah. There is two things. The egg, because it's a guy coming to the new life. It's coming from the death or coming to a new life. And the second one, actually, the ostrich, like, he's looking all the time to the egg. And this is exactly all the time. All the time he's looking to the egg. That's why exactly Jesus Christ is doing with us. He's looking to us all the day and every single time and every single moment. This is exactly where we have to find our church, that on the icons, on the iconostasis. Okay? Actually, if I'm looking here,
actually, when we have the door here, okay, which is the first one, then I have to find here, for example, the icon of Jesus Christ. On the other side, we have to see Saint Mary here. And actually, there is two small windows should exist on the iconostasis between the two one here. One is here, and another one is here. What the purpose of to find two windows on the iconostasis? Why? I have to find two windows. Actually, before there is the persecution, you can imagine that some people come to the church here and they will kill everybody here in the church. And now the priest and the deacon inside, and they have the holy body and the precious blood with them.
Then one from the deacon, if he saw that someone is coming from outside to kill all here, then he had to open the window from here and tell direct the priest inside, take care. Because there is a deacon in here. He cannot move inside because there is nobody can from the beginning, in the beginning of the church. Only the priest and one or two deacons only who can have the permission to go inside the altar. That's why the other deacons are outside and they have to tell the other deacon inside, take care that there somebody come from outside and they will kill all the people here. Then the priest, he have to flee with the holy body and the precious blood. That's why this is very important. That's why if you go to the monastery, in the monasteries in Egypt, we will find all the iconostasis with the two windows. Then in first, we have to find the first icon, Jesus Christ, in here, and the other side, Saint Mary. Can I change? Can I put Saint Mary in the other side and Jesus Christ here? Yes or no, and why? Why? What? What's the right side? No. When you put like, no. It's too complicated. No. No. You remember... Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. Who is Saint Mary? She's what? The queen. And it's written in the Bible, the queen is set in the right hand of the king. And who is the king? Jesus Christ. And who is the queen? This is Saint Mary. See, kida? Jesus Christ on the right hand of Jesus Christ. On the right hand of Jesus Christ, there is Saint Mary. On the right hand of Jesus Christ, sit down here, Saint Mary. And after this, if we are going to describe what is exactly the icons, quickly,
to know.
Here we are going to Saint John the Baptist. Okay? And the other side, Archangel Michael. We should be like this. It's not, we can't change. We can't change. Saint John the Baptist, why? You know what? When I have a sensor, I come into the center, I don't know you, you can't see myself or no. Like when I do it like this, then I do it, I do the sense with a sensor to incense, give sense incense to Saint Mary here, and doing like this, give the incense here, then I'm doing like this, and I'm doing the incense like this, and I'm saying, I'm talking to Saint John about, I told him to save ourselves. And I'm talking to him. Then I have to find him, Archangel Michael, and I have to see here Saint John the Baptist. After the Archangel Michael, there is here Saint Mark. But actually, if the church on the name of Saint Mark or Saint George or whatever, I have to see the icon of the church on the name of the church. For example, if our church is Saint George, then I have to see Saint George here. If it's like any Saint Mina, I have to see the icon of Saint Mina here. Then the main icons are, after Archangel Michael, and we have here Saint John the Baptist, I have to see the saint of the church, or Saint Mark. And the other side, I have to see Saint Stephen. And after this, we can't put anything. Khalas, it's finished. Now we organize our icons, exactly how in the Coptic arrangement, yes. Give me one second. And after this, we have to continue Saint Stephen. And after this, we have put any other icons. And only we have here. What is this? Huh? The Last Supper. And why we have to be the Last Supper here? It's makes sense, right? It makes sense, and it's not a big deal.
Then it makes sense that we have the Last Supper here, because this is what?
The communion, yeah. Yeah.
And what Jesus Christ did in the Last Supper? Really? Institute the communion. Yes, yes, exactly, the Eucharist. Bravo, Aleko. Okay, and that's why we have to see here the Last Supper icon. And on top of this, I have to see the 12 disciples. The 12 disciples. Yes. Your question. Why? No, there is, if you see, I think in St. George, I think it's St. Mary alone. If I remember. But actually,
here, it's a Coptic one. The Coptic icon of Saint Mary holds Jesus Christ all the time. Again,
There is a lot of kind of painting. There is Byzantine, there is Coptic, there is modern, there is a lot of things. Classic, and there is Greek, I think. There's a lot of things. One of them, the Coptic, we have to draw Saint Mary, hold and carry Jesus Christ. Okay?
And this is what we have in the iconostasis. What is the nave? There is a chancel of deacons and the court of believers. Here for the deacons and here for the believers. Okay? It's divided by two, like two. Before, there is three places before. Outside, there is another, but this is, okay, they can see everything in the church, but this is the non-believers. This is before. Then the three parts, the non-believers, the believers, and after that, the deacons. And for sure, the other one is inside the altars. The non-believers, because there is none yet baptized yet, then they have to attend only until the gospel. And they have to go to home. خلاص كده حبيبي انتو خلصتو. They are not believers, not yet. And they finish. After a while, after they go to be baptized, they have to come again to the believers here. But now, because there is no non-believers, okay, that's why we have only one part here with the deacons, which is the believers here. And again, why we have here the women and men here? Can we change? Can we be mixed? No problem, not make sense. It's why we had a woman here and a man here. Yes, exactly. The same things with Jesus Christ and Saint Mary. When we said that the queen is set on the right hand of the king, and we consider that all the women are the queens, and we consider all the men are kings. It's good? Thank you. Okay. There is another thing, it's very important. You know when we do L'En, we do L'En actually. Can you tell me what the L'En? We have three times per year we do L'En. First one? Epiphany, okay. The second one?
The apostles?
Yes, exactly. The third one? Yes, exactly. Yeah. Then three times we have L'En. Actually, what we have in our hands, because our church is built here in North America, it's not built as what we have in Egypt. Actually, we have, for example, we go like a bowl like this or something to put the water inside. Thank you. But there is a special mandatum. What is the mandatum? I will. All the feet. Right? We have to wash the feet of all the congregation. That's why it exists in this one. Actually, you see that here there is no pillars, right? There is no pillars because the construction of our church, or the construction actually of all the churches here, there is no pillars actually. There is no pillars, but in Egypt, no, there is pillars. And the church should have 12 pillars. Why? Why 12? Yes, exactly. Related to the disciples. We have what? This is okay. If you consider this a pillar, okay. Yeah, I'm agree with you. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. They're inside? Okay. Yeah. If you consider this is a pillar, okay. We can consider this a pillar, okay. If not, it's up to you. But for me, it's not a pillar. If it's not a pillar, I have to see it. I can consider this a pillar. Anyway. Okay, go quickly to the vessels, the sacred vessels. Okay. When I opened the vessels in the beginning of the Mass, I'm saying like this. If it's mar'ut and there is three nodes here like this, and there are two after, then if it's mar'ut and jayif not of vipipantokrator, amin. If it's Maro'ot, and Jim Monoganis and Shiri, it's also a source of choice, Amin, and open another one. If it's Maro'ot, and Jim Monoganis and Shiri, Parakliton, Utawan, the deacon who did this, is two, which is wrong. Okay, very good. I will see who did this before. And 3, 2. Okay. Actually, 3, because in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Okay, the two, it's continued for the two sacrifices that which is in, I remember it in the Old Testament. There's two sacrifices very important, okay, for us. Okay, Magda no Ekraman, Ekraman no Magda. This is the last one here, the two know that I have. Okay, then I open all the vessels. Yes. No, 3, because of the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and first. Okay, one God, Amen. Then, the first one is, what is his name?
Chalice.
Okay. And what I have to put inside? The blood. Yeah, the wine, which is transformed to the blood. Okay. And, yes. After I finish, yes, wash it, but by water only. Yes, because... I can, if something happened, for example, to it, like something bad, and I need to clean it, I have to take care because I can't clean it by anything, and this is a problem. Then, because now it's consecrated, then it means that they have my ruin. Then it means that what, when I have all the vessels in the now is with me, everything here it's consecrated by my ruin oil, then I can't use it anything, or I can't use it anywhere. Then after I finish here, after I finish the Mass, I have to put a water and I have to clean it by a water by myself, and I have to drink all the water and to be sure that it's clean, nothing here. And I'm not alone. We are very picky in this. That's why the deacons also should be picky. When we have on the... Okay. Okay. Then this one is what the name of what?
Chalice.
Chalice. Very good. Okay. Actually, the chalice should have here, you see, here like the Jesus Christ. Okay. Actually, there's most of them. You should have here Jesus Christ to be in front of me when I put it inside. We'll see what inside what. محدش يقول لي البوكس. I have to close it. I have to use it tomorrow morning. Okay, and now this one. A lot of stuff. I have to take care of it. What is name? This one. The pattern. Okay. And what I have to put inside? Okay. The bread, which is transformed to the holy body, white circle. Okay. Now we are coming back to the same symbols. It's very important. Okay. And why it's here like this? Why? Yes. No beginning. Yes. Exactly. Okay, another thing. Actually, when I finish the Mass, by the end of the Mass liturgy, okay, there is small pieces from the Holy Body, and I try to clean everything by my finger, okay, and I show it to the deacon beside me, okay, and the deacon, okay, they do two things. One good and one bad. I will start with the good. The good, he tried to show me there is the small pieces here. The bad, show me by the candle. And the candle, like, I stop like a candle inside. Yeah, very bad. This is a mistake. Then the good things and mistake. Then what I have to do, then I have to take care about every single thing. That's why I'm telling you, I am picky. And also the deacon beside me, why? Because we have to finish everything, and I have to clean it. Clean it because I don't want, like, to clean the vessel, and I will show to my mother, oh, you see how it's clean? No way. It's not like that for sure. No, I have, because this is very important that I have now, I can't keep any single holy body here. And I will tell you a story. One time, a priest, he did the liturgy. And a small piece from the holy body fell on the ground. And he tried to search it, but he didn't find it. He tried to search it, he didn't find. Then after a while, he finished the liturgy. Okay, and after he finished the liturgy, and after everything, and he closed the altar. And when he removed the closet, the white closet, he heard some kid, like small baby, crying. He didn't understand there is nobody in the church. And he tried to follow, like to follow that sound, until he go to inside the altar of the woman, or the place where they take the communion, and he found that there is a small piece of the holy body exists, and the sound is coming from the holy body. Another time, this is front of myself. One priest, I saw by my eyes that a small piece fell on the ground. And I told Abuna, there's something fell on the ground. And we searched more than 20 minutes to find this small piece from the holy body. And we didn't find. And later on, Abuna told me, "It when you will not find it, I told him, why, Abuna? He told me, because there is angel, take it. There is angel, take it to give it to someone else. We don't know who. We believe, in fact, we are not believe in something in our imaginations and dreams. Yes, Abel. Yeah.
And they put it on the side, they put it on one of the churches.
Yeah.
And then they laid it and everything, and they took the blood and everything and they finished. And then after, when the church was empty, they heard crying as well. It's like you have the intention just to see what would happen, and then you hear crying.
Crying, exactly. Actually, nobody can take and hold in his hand all these vessels, only the priests. The deacons, they cannot. But only they clean it by the towel, for example, and they clean it by water. Okay, and everything, but by holding on their, by not by their hand direct, not touching, they cannot touch, direct touch between their hands and between their vessels. And what is this? Yes, what is it? Okay, the dome. What does the dome mean? Huh? Yes, in the heaven. Exactly. Now there is something very common. When I tell you, for example, the dome, we know that the heaven, it's like a symbolized of the heaven. When I'm telling something else, you know, like we know what the circle, for example, we know what's exactly. Okay. And why we have the dome? Okay, it's a symbolized of the heaven for sure. But why? Actually, yeah. Tell me. Yes, it's over the body, and I have to keep the body clean, and I have to put also, the towel, something over the bread or over the holy body, okay, to keep it safe. That's why. But I cannot put it on direct touch with the holy body, and that's why I have the dome to put in the dome. Okay, this is one. What is this? Chipon. Okay, to give. Yeah, the preacher blood. Very good. And yes. Yeah. Yeah, I have to, because it's given blessing to me. Yeah, that's it. That's it only. How come it's on my eyes? It's because the eye, it's the first thing that I am seen by my eye, by everything. That's okay. If everything is a camera, that's why. If I'm walking, I'm walking in first by my eyes and walking. If I'm seeing something, or I think even by think something in something, I have to see first by my eye. That's why I have to give the blessing to my eyes. The second, some come to me and tell me, Abuna, I am sorry, I can't take the communion because I am sick. That's why I can't take the communion by the spoon, because if I'm sick, then all the people after me, they will be sick like me. What do you think? Right? Okay, if I have bad disease, for example, and I took... Exactly. It's a wrong thought. If I believe that this is the precious blood, who heal the sick? How I can believe that it's going and I take it like the sick to be on the spoon? That's why. Yeah, I wash everything. Yeah, but water only. Everything I have to wash by how what? I drink it, me and the deacons. Yeah, I have to drink, yeah. Okay. I'm going fast. Okay. There is two vessels. There is two small, kruts. The two vessels we hold inside it the wine and the water. And you remember in the beginning of the mass, I'm standing out here outside. Okay, and there is one deacon on the right and one deacon on the left, and one hold a water and one hold the wine, and on the left there is a water. Okay, there is the ark. It's a wooden box. Use it for the chalice stand. This is what? This one. And the cyberium is a small circular vessel for the silver. with a cover, use the convent into the holy body. And you know what? I have one here. I will show you. You see this one? If, for example, someone like is a sick and I have to give him the communion, then I have to take this small box I have, okay? And I put here the small piece from the holy body inside and with the preacher's blood, and I put it and I close it, and I take it with myself and I have to give the communion to this sick man. Yeah. Yes, I have to. Yeah, I have keep it the water with myself, and I wash it also, and I have to drink all the water of this one. Okay. The last things, which is the last one, you know that there is a censer, and the censer, it's a symbolize of Saint Mary, who is carry that Jesus Christ inside it. Okay, and the incense, it's a symbolize of our prayers, which is going to Jesus Christ. When Saint John saw in heaven that there is 24 priests give the incense by censers to God, and he asked, what is this? Is this incense? This is all the prayers of the old congregation. It means that when the priest is give incense to God, he took all the prayers of all the congregation, and all these incense, it's go to the heavens, go to Jesus Christ. That's why it's feeling, it gives us the feeling that we are at heaven. Then our prayers, it's going to God. It gives me the feeling that I am in the presence of God. And glory be to God forever. Amen. Yes, you have a question.
Just quickly.
No, I have to. We have to be three: priest, deacon, one from the congregation. That's it. Then I have to go with the liturgy, do the liturgy by three person.
Okay.
Any question? But Anna, I have to go because I have to pick up. Yeah, can yeah, please, and put it this here. I have to go to the airport. Yes, and you finish class, I pray, or you have to tell something. Okay, I have to go quickly, but I have to go to the airport.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and one God, amen, by the session, Saint Mary, Saint Paul,